Hello, this is Katie Krause with Valuable. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're discussing the miracle morning, the not-so-obvious secret guaranteed to transform your life before 8 a.m. by Hal Elrod. So Hal says you must dedicate time each day to becoming the person you need to be, one who is qualified and capable of constantly attracting, creating, and sustaining the levels of success you want. And he talks about how setting up a morning ritual is actually going to create the levels of success we want in our lives. And he's already gone through the challenges for us. He says the first challenge is just finding the time. And he's already done it, you guys. He knows that the afternoon is just not gonna work because we often get too carried away with the other activities we need to be fulfilling in our days. And our evenings are just as jam-packed filled. So it's much easier to control your mornings and wake up earlier. So this is what he says. He said, I decided to overcome my self-imposed lifelong limiting belief that I was not a morning person and wrote into my schedule that I would wake up at 5 a.m. the next morning to do my first personal development routine. Well, when he decided to do this, it led to his second challenge, which was what the heck is he going to do in the morning to get his personal development on. And he decided to make an acronym called the SAVERS. It's very memorable and it means silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribbling. So these are the things that we need to do on a daily basis in order to jumpstart our lives, all right? So what if I told you there's a 10 to 20 minute activity you can do daily that's going to lessen worry, anxiety, stress, loneliness, depression, enhance self-acceptance and understanding, increase mood and emotional intelligence, increase memory retention and recall, and improves immune system and reduces blood pressure? Is this a 10 to 20 minute period of time that you can dedicate if it's going to have those benefits? I'm sure your answer was yes. Okay, that is meditation, my friends. Silence, the first of the savers. This is such an instrumental part of our day. It is going to help you in many ways, and it's very simple. There's formal meditation and informal meditation. I'm a huge fan of both. So formal meditation, the most popular is just a breathing. So you sit down and you can do rhythmic breathing or just pay attention to your breaths. I personally like to breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds. You're gonna notice lots of thoughts come up. It's okay, just let them pass. If you're a beginner, start with 2 minutes. It's going to feel like an eternity. You are gonna realize how much you think and you had no idea you did it, okay? Now, informal meditation is where we just get fully present and mindful of whatever we're doing currently. So you can actually turn mundane tasks like washing dishes into an enjoyable experience. I like to wash dishes when I'm fully present, but when I'm thinking about all the other things I have to do, I'm not noticing how lovely it feels to have the water run on my hands or how actually fulfilling it can be just to wash off all the grime, and it is very symbolic as well. So silence, meditation is a great way to become more mindful and more present in our daily lives and has extremely beneficial, scientifically proven results. Okay, on to affirmations. So basically affirmations is our self-talk and we either affirm good or we affirm bad. So we want to make sure that our affirmations are working in our best interest. This is what Hal says. He says, your affirmations go to work to transform the way you think and feel so you can overcome your limiting beliefs and behaviors and replace them with those you need to succeed. So because I know you are now meditating and being more mindful, you're going to start catching yourself with very negative self-talk. Stop berating yourself and replace it with a positive affirmation. Here's one of Hal's, and just so you know, you can get a whole bunch more of these. I'm going to give you the link to a whole bunch of free information. He's going to give you 2 free chapters of his book. Among other things, here's an affirmation from Hal. I will no longer settle for less than the levels of success and fulfillment that I am truly capable of and deserve. Does that sound better than telling yourself that you're an idiot or that you're stupid and you shouldn't have done that? Yes, it really does. So let's use that instead of berating ourselves. Let's go ahead and move on to visualization. Hal says this very eloquently, so let's leave it to him. Most people are limited by visions of their past, replaying previous failures and heartbreaks. Creative visualization enables you to design the vision that will occupy your mind, ensuring that the greatest pull on your future is a compelling, exciting, and limitless future. That's amazing, you guys. Visualization is extremely important, okay? This is something that athletes utilize because they know it works. Here's a great example of this. Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps was swimming in the 200 meter butterfly in 2008, okay? And he was swimming the race when his goggles literally started to fill up with water. That man had to swim the last 100 meters of his race blind. You would think he probably didn't place very well, but the truth is he won the gold medal. He was swimming against the most competitive swimmers, and he still won because he had so much muscle memory and practice in the pool, but also because he utilized visualization. He knew exactly what to do and how to overcome obstacles, because we can use visualization to think about what we need to be and also what we need to do. And sometimes that's to visualize when things go wrong, how we're going to get through it. Okay, also, you all know about vision boards. I have a vision board right in front of my treadmill. Every morning when I run my 20 minutes, I see the 100% committed, and I know that even though sometimes I want to stop, I just keep going. And that's a perfect segue into exercise. Exercise is pretty self-explanatory, so we're just going to leave it to a quote that I got from the book. Robin Sharma says, if you don't make time for exercise, you'll probably have to make time for illness. Okay, so let's choose exercise, and let's go ahead and move right on to reading. Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body, and prayer is to the soul. We become the books we read. That's from Matthew Kelly, also a quote in the book. And basically, you guys, I love reading for so many reasons, but the most important is that I can read a book that a PhD wrote. They wrote that from 20 to 30 years of their experience in their field, highly intelligent people, and they're going to distill all of their information into a book that I can read in a matter of hours. Books are amazing resources, you guys. My husband always talks about that. He is a trainer, he's an arborist, and he trains newbies and people that need to improve on safety procedures as well as just efficiency and technique. And he says he can take his 20 years experience and download it into them, and that is exactly what a book is for us. Also, if you are going through an issue in your life, pick up a book because somebody has already written one about how to overcome your current challenge. Also, if you have a book in particular that you've been meaning to read that you haven't, let me know about it. I would love to review it. Okay, on to the next one, scribbling. Scribbling helps us gain clarity, capture ideas, review lessons, and acknowledge our progress. Too often we're pretty negative on ourselves, okay? And we can look back at where we were last month or 3 years ago, and we can see, you know what, we've been making progress, or maybe we'll notice we haven't been, and so it's really time to make a change. This is what Hal says, and I'm not really sure it's related to writing because I just kind of pulled it out of the book, but it's a very good quote, so I'm throwing it in here. The average person lets their emotions dictate their actions, while achievers let their commitments dictate their actions. So let's make sure that we are committed to our savers. That is silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribbling. Okay, we're going to end with a couple tips from Hal, and this is what he says. Where you are is a result of who you are, but where you go depends entirely on who you choose to be. So, first tip, make a plan. If you have this book, he's already made the plan for you, so you can just jump 10 steps ahead because the plan's already written out. He has even a 6-minute miracle morning, okay? So I don't care if you wake up 6 minutes earlier or an hour earlier. Obviously, the more time you have to dedicate, the faster your results, but either way, make a plan, write it out, get committed. Number two, understand the phases, okay? He says there's three phases. The first phase is the first 10 days. It's gonna suck. It's gonna be unbearable. Do it anyways. The next 10 days, it's gonna be uncomfortable, but you've still got to stay committed. Then the last 10 days, you are gonna find that you're unstoppable. You're pumped up. You're making a change in your life, and congratulations, because you probably just formed a new habit. Okay, next tip. We got one left after this. Set your intention the night before. before. I love this because often I'll want to get up at 5:30, but I'm not going to bed till 12 o'clock. So instead of having the negative affirmation of I'm going to be so tired, I say I'm going to have an amazing restful night's sleep and wake up energetic, ready to start my miracle morning. Okay, so that is Hal says set your intention. He has a really great affirmation for that, and we're going to go right ahead to what to do when you wake up. He says drink a glass of water and get into your workout clothes immediately. Get your body moving so that you stay committed and don't get tempted to fall back asleep. I'm Katie Krause with Valuable. Please remember to check out these free tips and exercises from Hal. You get 2 free chapters of the book. How amazing is that? And I know once you read it, you're going to want the whole thing. So I'm Katie Krause with Valuable. You make it a great day, and I look forward to the next time.